Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
There's Chicago bringing us back 23 after the hour. They're still rocking, like me, still rocking after all these years. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I've had that one since that address, lots of different variations of the website since 1997. But our new website, the newbie, the new kid on the block, is the one from my book, The Age of the Customer. And that's ageofthecustomer.com. Check it out. Think you'll like it. Jeff Sabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 15 years. We'll celebrate his 15th anniversary in a couple of months. And Jeff is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that. It's just chiefhomeofficer.com, right, Jeff?
Chief home officer.
And so absolutely. Check all his stuff out, including your books are there too, aren't they?
My books, all my content is available, all my blogs that I've been doing for years.
And all the things you do for your clients.
Absolutely.
So check all that out at chiefhomeofficer.com. Hey, Jeff, in the previous segment we were talking about platforms, social media platforms, and we were picking on Twitter, on Facebook, but I want to point the same thing out about Twitter. I want to say the same thing about LinkedIn. LinkedIn might be different, but I think LinkedIn is going to have a different track. It's going to run on, but I think Twitter is going to be just like Facebook in that you need to be careful about those guys as well. But one of the things I want you to talk to us about a little bit now is what I alluded to earlier and what I've talked about many times on the show, and that's that right now most people have a social media strategy that they've added on to their traditional go-to-market strategy.
Right.
But very soon, in fact, even as we speak, more and more companies are realizing that it's all one strategy, they're just different tools.
Right.
And so I'd like to talk to us about getting to the point where we just go to market and we use different tools.
Right. Well, it's interesting. Many companies, in the bigger sense, and many large companies, for the sake of this argument, they don't have a chief social media officer, and they don't have a chief advertising officer, and they don't have a chief direct mail officer. They have a chief marketing officer, somebody who oversees. Now, they might have VPs, and they might have managers or supervisors of all the subsets beneath marketing, but marketing is what we're talking about. As I call it, it's the umbrella of all the touch points that we create to reach our audience. So, and especially for a small business, now look, we don't have time or resources to hire, individuals to oversee all these things. In fact, they typically, unless we need a vendor to help with a specific project, they typically all fall to us. So, in my business and in your business in many ways, we oversee the social media. We oversee our Facebook strategy, our Twitter strategy, our blogging strategy, our email strategy. We oversee, we do direct mail, heck, even if we do, when we do our business cards, we do our stationery, we do our email signature and, embed that. All these different things are marketing strategies. They're all part of what we do. So we're beyond the time where we say, okay, I've got it. I mean, we need to plan what we're going to do with social media and put some conscious effort into it, but it's not that we need to say, this is our social media strategy in a vacuum, in a box, bottled up as, separate from everything else we do. It has to be part of the whole. Mm-hmm. I'm working with another client where we use social media and we use email and we use phone calls to reach out to some key contacts in our marketing or the events that we do. We're writing this blast that's going to go out on email, rewrite it at like 30 words so it can go out on our LinkedIn, and then rewrite it to 140 characters with a bit.ly link so that it can go out to Twitter. Rewrite it so it can go out as a full-blown email. Rewrite it as a script so it's speaking points that when we call our people, we know what to say.
That's right, yeah.
You know, so it really has to be part of a larger strategy. Certainly, we have to think about how these individual items are going to work together.
Well, Jeff,
but
there was a time, and I know you've been in on who knows how many of these, where you put together a strategy back in the old days, and you put together what we used to call a media blitz.
Right.
And that meant what did a media blitz mean? It meant more than one outlet, more than one media. It meant newspaper, radio, television, magazines, maybe in-person stuff. Those were the traditional kind. Now a media blitz includes maybe those things plus all this other stuff, and it's still a media blitz, but you just have the new tools.
Right. Well, in today's day and age, it's a blitz, it's a campaign. You know, when someone launches a campaign, they might say a TV ad campaign, but it's really a, think of it in a military sense. When there's a campaign in a war, you know, in a battle of a war, there's a campaign. It's not like you're just sending troops over a hill.
Right. Right.
You know, they've got artillery, they've got, you know, air assault going on, they've got recon, they've got all these different things they're playing.
But the other thing is when in the traditional strategy, you tried to have your media, your ads where you thought people were. They're in their car, they're reading their paper, they're you know, listening to the radio in their car, they're watching television, all the different things they were doing. Today, all the different things they're doing includes the online world.
And right.
So get to the point as soon as you can, folks. Move in the direction. As you're developing these strategies, think of it as one strategy
with
all these different tools. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Give us that website one more time.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. See you next time, buddy.
Great to be with you.
Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.